bipartisan Congressional Conference Committee continues working toward a border security deal, and there are indications the White House will end up accepting just a fraction of the money President Trump has demanded for his proposed southern border wall. Sources inside the committee say they expect funding for physical barriers to be around $1.6 billion, a figure Mr. Trump rejected in a bipartisan Senate bill last year. One anonymous White House aide said the president is expected to back whatever compromise emerges on Capitol Hill and acknowledged there is no will among congressional Republicans for another government shutdown. The political turmoil in the state of Virginia continues unabated. The latest is the chorus of voices calling for Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax to resign. We have a report from AP's Ben Thomas.
The head of Virginia's House of Delegates is calling for the resignation of Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. House Speaker Kirk Cox, a Republican, says Fairfax's ability to govern has been permanently impaired by what he describes as serious, credible allegations of sexual assault made by two women. Earlier this week, a college professor accused Fairfax of assaulting her at the 2004 Democratic National Convention, while a second woman came forward Friday accusing Fairfax of rape. Fairfax has emphatically denied both allegations and said he won't resign. I'm Ben Thomas.
The recent political picture in Virginia took a turn for the unknown when Governor Ralph Northam was tied to a racist photo in his medical school yearbook page. He has ignored calls to resign. Then State Attorney General Mark Herron admitted he once appeared in blackface in college. And finally came the charges of sexual misconduct by Justin Fairfax. All three principals are Democrats. How long could the Virginia unrest last? There is no apparent end in sight. This is VOA News. Turkey's president was among hundreds of mourners who attended today's funeral for nine members of a family killed in Wednesday's apartment building collapse in Istanbul.